Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Oklahoma stands for unborn children. We're going to be talking about three brand new bills signed into law on faith and freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, Oklahoma is really an example, a model, so to speak, for other states. I mean, listen to these bills. The first one, it's a heartbeat bill that prohibits abortion if the unborn baby's heartbeat is detected, which is typically about 6 weeks of the pregnancy. The second bill passed requires that abortions be done by doctors who are certified OBGYNs. And the third one adds abortions to a list of unprofessional conduct actions by doctors.
Yeah, but all three of these bills are
amazing. Great.
And the last one there, that one about licensing, that was passed before by the House and Senate. And a different governor, also Republican back then, promised that she would sign that bill even before it got passed by the Senate and the House. There were meetings with her. I was part of that particular initial meeting. And then when it came to the point where she was going to sign it, she changed her mind and she vetoed that bill. So Oklahoma has come back and they have done a first of a kind in the country saying that there are various kinds of unprofessional conduct for which you could also lose your license in Oklahoma if you're a medical doctor. And now they've added abortion. Doing abortions as a physician is also unprofessional conduct because you are killing a human being in doing so.
I mean, think about that. You take an oath to never commit hurt or harm to a patient, but yet you're killing children. That just does not line up.
Exactly. And, you know, we have obviously, I've seen different situations where you have the child is undergoing surgery in the womb. That historic photo of baby Samuel some years ago, where they're actually opening up the uterus and doing surgery on baby Samuel in the mother's womb. And baby Samuel reaches out his little hand and grabs the finger of the surgeon. It's just a powerful, powerful image. In fact, the person who was there to do the photojournalism was pro-abortion. And when he saw that, he ultimately changed his entire position on this issue and became pro-life.
How can you not? And I know Dr. Ben Carson, he did surgeries in the uterus like that and said, you cannot deny that child is alive.
And you know what some of these doctors say is that you actually are treating two patients.
Right.
You're treating the mom, but also in that situation, you're treating the baby.
We've got a separate DNA in that mom, two different people.
If you're treating the baby as well, and you're doing surgery on it to save its life, to make a correction before it's born, then that is also another patient, really, when you're trying to kill it.
Right.
And if you were trying to kill the mother or any other patient, that would be considered unethical practice, no doubt, of a medical provider.
And the only difference between those two people, the mother and the child, is time.
So Oklahoma has now passed these three bills, and that is the first of its kind in the country, the one that says to the unprofessional conduct with regards to your license that could affect your license as a medical doctor, abortions is now added to that list. Mm-hmm. So these three bills, the heartbeat bill and the licensing bill and the other bill, all three of them are just strong statements that Oklahoma is standing for the sanctity of human life.
Yeah, just like, you know, we're defending Sandra Merritt, you know, against the two-front attack that was launched against her from Planned Parenthood. Same kind of thing. We're representing the sanctity of human life here. And, you know, she did the undercover journalism to show that these children are not only being aborted, but they're being sold for horrific amounts of profit, their precious little baby parts.
Yeah, and so in that particular case, they did a lot of research, and they went back to a 2000 documentary on 2020 where this same thing was done during undercover investigation by 2020. And they interviewed someone undercover, and they showed back then, 20 years before all this, or 15 at the time that they started all their particular undercover investigation, that this had been going on for a long time, that these people that have medical degrees,
abortionists,
that are killing these children, aborting these children, they're profiting off of getting paid by the mother, and then now they're profiting by harvesting the baby's body parts and selling those body parts for a profit. And so what Sandra Merritt and David Dalyden did was they did a lot of research. They researched the recording laws. They researched the what would make recording these undercover investigations legal. Doing it in public places would be one. Also doing it whenever you have reasonable belief that the person being recorded is engaging or will about to engage in illegal conduct. All of that applied in Sandra and David's recording situation. They were all done publicly. And then what we now know is after these videos came to light, the organ procurement companies were sued by California prosecutors, and some of those paid such high damages for violating state and federal law that they went out of business. One of them continued to survive, and that's Stem Express, and that's still in existence. And so that's your third-party entity between the abortionists, which were getting the order forms from the third party or the organ procurement company. They were getting the daily orders. Those orders were being placed by research facilities like universities that were getting funded by Fauci's National Institutes of Health.
You know, I like to encourage people to go to our website. We have a very detailed booklet there called The Truth About Abortion. And that, if you ever have any question about it, or you maybe discussing it with somebody who might have a question or not understand what abortion is about, that booklet is very, very helpful, and it details all of that. You know, we were coming up on more than 63 million children have been aborted since 1973, since Roe versus Wade. And it just reminds us, as this week is the National Day of Prayer, that is one issue we really need to put before the Lord, that we as a church will stand for the sanctity of life. We will talk about the reality of abortion, and we will pray that the blood of these children will no longer be on the hands of the church. We will overturn Roe versus Wade and once again make the womb a safe place in this country.
Yes, in fact, that is our prayer, and we will fight for that through all the efforts that we do, advancing the sanctity of human life from the womb to the tomb. Mm-hmm. And this week being the National Day of Prayer, Thursday is the official day, is the actual National Day of Prayer. But in our ministry center in Washington, D.C., we have now, for the second year in a row, hosted this broadcast. We participated in it for a number of years when it was out there on the Capitol steps overlooking the mall. And it typically began on Sunday and ended on Wednesday night or Thursday morning. Last year and, of course, this year, we have brought everything into the Ministry Center because of the restrictions in Washington, D.C. And now we've actually reached many, many more people. In fact, last year we had over 600 people, nearly 700 people, read the scriptures. We begin in Genesis and read every word day and night, 24 hours a day, nonstop, until we read the very last word in the book of Revelation. And we read it in multiple languages. People can read it in whatever language that is their native language. We have lots of Bibles for people who come by the Ministry Center. But now with how we're doing it live, and we're doing it worldwide, we had tens and tens of thousands of people that viewed it last year, and over 600, pushing towards 700 people participated in reading the scriptures. This is an amazing event, Holly. Mm. This year it began on Saturday in our ministry center, and it is going on as we speak, and it will continue to go on until Friday evening when we finish with the book of Revelation. Go to faithandlibertydc.org, faithandlibertydc.org.
You know, and this is such a powerful experience because it's so interactive. Anyone can participate, and God's word is powerful. And as we go back to talking about the sanctity of life. God is a creator of human life, and his word is very clear about how he feels about life. So we need to dive into this, participate in that event, and invite other people to participate as well.
And you can do this in your own community as well. For more information, go to lc.org. You can get the truth about abortion there, and then also participate, at least by viewing, at a minimum, this Bible reading marathon and the National Day of Prayer.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.